because there is this cap on ownership at 12,000 hectares, so it does place the ability to get economies of scale squarely in the spotlight here. Howard, when you look broadly at the pros and cons of this particular piece of legislation, how do you view it?
I'm not really here to deliver a political comment, but what is interesting for us as Agricultural International is the timing of the establishment of our platform, because it would be singularly unfair to put people onto land with an expectation that they retain the required productivity on that land with the present cost of production of our crops borne in mind, without being sufficiently well trained in the science of agricultural production. So Agricultural International, sensitive to the fact that so many of our bricks and mortars institutions are oversubscribed with students applying for some form of education, coming in as a cloud-based institution where learning will be done online, e-learning, through mobile devices and others, provided there's an internet connection, comes at a time where we feel very proud to be the first, certainly in South Africa and perhaps elsewhere, to offer students this hope of an education. Because not only is it, as our platform, going to be dealing with the pure agricultural sciences, but all the affiliate industries, every bank that has a person dealing with agricultural matters needs to have some of the core understandings of the agri-sciences in order for him to be able to understand what the farmer's dilemma is. The insurance companies selling hail insurance, they must have an understanding of the agricultural component in its broadest sense. So we will come in as a very broad-based learning platform to assist in this process, parallel to the other remarkable universities that we do have here that are dealing with agricultural degrees and masters and PhDs. Well, we'll be coming in at a level just below that.
And that's exactly where we need the skills. When one sees the previous land reform program was primarily the recipients opted for the money and not the land. We see a generation of youth who are urbanizing, who don't want to become a peasantry or peasant farmers, and it's largely because of a lack of skills, a lack of capacity. This opens up one end of this particular pipeline when we're talking about squaring this whole land restitution circle.